up, I could use a comb or a
comb, a brush.
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to do what?
What, if you was going to wash your head or?
Or if I was going to use the brush, I'd say I was going to
wash your head or comb your head or?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to brush your hair, you're going to comb it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What would you sharpen a straight razor on?
What would I do with it?
What would you sharpen?
I got a rock right there and got a straight razor. That's what I use, and a strop.
Uh-huh.
Razor strop.
What do you call the little rock you can use? What kind of rock?
It is oil rock.
Uh-huh.
That's what I whip my red out to wash it off. Put some hot water, wash it off, so I ain't get no grain of sand on it, and rub it up and down on it till I get it sharp, and then take my strap.
Uh-huh.
Strap it up and down on one side, and then I've got a finished side. I smooth, I run it up and down there.
You still shave with a straight razor?
We can't fool without a safety razor, but yeah, that little old blade wouldn't cut them off. It'd pull them too much.
Uh-huh. What do you call a something you could sharpen an axe on?
Axe handle.
Or something you'd sharpen it on.
Oh, grinding rock.
Uh-huh.
Got turned. It's made out of nothing but cement and sand.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on, grind it.
Something that children would play on. They'd take a board and...
Springboard.
What was the springboard?
Springboard made up by... It's a board that play on. You can jump out on this spring. Yep, that's, I see them jumping the water on them things.
Uh-huh. What about taking something and laying it over a stump or so? And
seesaw.
You saw some children playing on that. You say they were doing what?
Seesaw.
And did you ever see anyone take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would get on the middle and jump up and down?
How you say they fix it?
They'd fasten it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on it.
A springboard.
Okay. And you could take a board and fix it in the middle and it'd spin around?
They call them flying jimmies.
Did y'all used to have those?
Yeah.
And?
I've seen a many one get knocked down, hurt with them things too.
Mm.
We used to have them at school and have a pole and cut a stump and cut round a peg upon it and then split a long pole about 30 feet,
mm-hmm.
put right in the middle and put it down over that thing and then get on the end to bounce and they'd put three or four on and they'd some right run inside that thing beside the stump and push it. Some of them would fall off, some of them would get to go up and hit him, knock him down.
Mm.
Mind you, kid him too.
What would they have? You'd take a long rope and tie it to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
Swing?
Uh-huh.
I made a menu one now.
And what would you carry coal in?
Do what? How?
What would people use to carry coal in?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney, you call that the?
A smokestack. For some of them used to call it a stovepipe.
Uh-huh. It's the same thing, smokestack or?
All the same thing.
Say if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, you could use something that has a wheel in the front and...
Wheelbarrow.
And what everybody drives nowadays, you call a...
What they do what?
What you drive, like what I've got parked out there, is a...
Car.
Any other name for car?
Names of them.
Is there any other name people have besides car? Anything else they call?
Says anyone got another?
Well, is any other name for a car?
Automobile.